Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Gina Thompson, Executive Director of Mary Shelter in Stewart, a faith-based transitional home that provides both residential and non-residential services for pregnant women. Since opening in 2010, Mary Shelter of the Treasure Coast has helped more than 80 women through their pregnancy. Gina, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks for having me.
How do most of the women that you help come to you?
A lot of women call 211, the helpline. Women go and Google us, you know, put in maternity and homes in Stewart. People go to their churches or health departments, you know, and that's why we're trying to get the word out, because a lot of people don't know that we're here. We've only been here 4 years, and it takes a long time to get the word out. But I think the internet is a big way that people find us.
And I'm gathering that most of the women who come to you have nowhere else to go, or perhaps in an unstable domestic situation?
Yeah, I would say most of them are living in an unsuitable environment. So they're couch hopping from friend's house to friend's house. And the further along in their pregnancy they get, people start to say, you're fine, but I can't take you and a baby. So that's when we get the call.
And how many women can you shelter at one time?
The house could take 10 women at a time. And we are a program, so we're not a drop-off emergency shelter. We interview the ladies, and we really want to know, if you live here free of charge, do you really want to make a change and work on your goals? And you got to work pretty hard because you don't have a lot of time.
So are there eligibility requirements of some sort?
It starts with a telephone interview. So we want to know, how far along are you? What kind of prenatal care have you had? And do you have any substance abuse issues? Do you have any mental health issues? And just kind of get an idea of what's your plan going to be? And can we make that happen for you? Because our goal is to get you to independence by the time you leave, so that you can leave with your baby, or if you want to place your baby for adoption. We're very supportive of either way you want to go. But we want to know that there's a plan there that we can really get behind and support. So everybody that comes to Mary Shelter lives there. And then we do have a program of in-house classes as well as outside. Everybody that lives at Mary Shelter, we ask them to volunteer in the community, because we really feel like it's a twofold thing. They're giving back to a community that's giving to them, and then they're building their resume. So if I have a young lady that says, I got my high school degree and I'd like to be a certified nursing assistant, then I'm going to look for a nearby assisted living facility or a nursing home that she can volunteer at and start to build that resume, and then get her involved in the classes it takes to become a CNA. We were originally trying to get women into college, but there's not enough time because they come in the middle of a semester. By the time they start, then they have the baby. So now we've gone to certificate programs. Certified nursing assistant is something you can get done in a short period of time and find a job. Childcare is another program that you can do online and become certified to work in a daycare. And that's a great job for a woman having a baby. Cosmetology, we're looking for short-term programs that they can finish. Some women are just working on their high school degree. So, you know, sometimes they're working on two things at once. So we really want women who are at a point where they want to make a change and really want to work hard so that by the time that baby comes or shortly after, they can get on their own.
I'm speaking today with Gina Thompson with Mary Shelter in Stewart. Is there a typical length of stay?
I would say most women come to us between 3 and 6 months. Most of the women are on the later side, unfortunately. We love when a woman comes in 3 months because then we have a lot more to work with. And then we tell women, figure you're going to be here 2 to 3 months after you have your baby. But if you're able to get a job and we get the baby in daycare, I'll keep you as long as I have a bed until you have enough money to get your first place. Most of our women, I would say it's between 6 and 9 months that they're with us.
It must be tremendously rewarding, though, to see these women coming to you at such a vulnerable crisis point of their life and see them several months later walk out much stronger, more whole.
You know, when they blossom and their self-confidence starts to rise because they're getting things accomplished, it's great.
I've been speaking today with Gina Thompson, Executive Director of Mary Shelter in Stewart. We'll have contact information for Mary Shelter, as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Gina, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.